This was me every day in high school.
You shut the fuck up. There's no way that's you.
I was really big in 80s hair bands.
Let's go home. It's Comedy Zone, baby!
There's the last one.
I don't know how to use it.
Welcome back to the number one podcast in Latvia, India, Brazil.
Wow. Are you dead ass?
Tasmania. Really?
What?
No, just go. Oh, you sounded so just convincing.
Well, Latvia for sure. For sure. Say hi to Latvia.
Hey,
Latvia. Hi, Latvia.
I made one off the cuff. Just one little remark one time about Latvia.
We just chose Latvia, just like something out of the blue.
And I swear to God, Latvia, you're going to find out what Latvia is after this
episode. The Latvians are going to be very mad that you asked.
I swear to God, 100,000% of the people that watch this show must be from Latvia. Because the comments were just...
Oh my God, no one ever said Latvia. Like, hi.
And I was like, hey, what's going on? Ever since then, biggest supporters in the world. You've just gained probably the number two podcast in Latvia.
In Latvia. Okay. Yeah. Latvia.
I'm intrigued by this place.
Hey.
I can't wait to learn more, guys.
So I did my homework. But I want to kick this off because I have two very distinct first impressions of both of you.
Okay.
That neither of you were involved in. Just like you were very much involved in them, but like it was from a viewer's perspective.
Okay.
It's just her outside of our house.
Hi.
We'll drop the addresses below.
She was the one putting notes on our cars.
Right.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
We'll get back to that.
Okay, so we'll come to that. So Heath, it was when you got your truck stolen when I first like... he got his truck stolen and I was very invested. I feel like half of the internet was invested. I actually stole the truck. It's in the backyard. Did you get it back?
I did.
Yeah,
I got it back.
So it's not... So I gave it back. I gave the truck back. And then Zane... You posted a Snapchat in the bathtub and...
Oh!
We never talked about that. She's seen your penis.
No. I feel like I didn't see...
I can't believe you saw that and remember that. That's fucking nuts.
That was the note I got.
Very first impression of you.
Oh my God. Really was it like funny. Was it like a thing on the internet? Like where people...
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't...
What do you mean? Was it a thing?
He posted a Snapchat, and you could see the reflection of him in the bathtub
on the silver
of the spigot.
Did it do him dirty?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I was like,
he did himself dirty.
I was like,
it did nothing dirty. He did him dirty.
It actually magnified it. It bubbled it.
I was contorting dirty.
To get the photo.
I was contorting to get the photo, so you see like the full contour in the reflection.
There's nothing worse than a silhouette of a man doing this.
It was like half the fucking picture. I don't know how I saw that. It was just like perfect.
Post. Like, this is the one.
Nailed it. Crazy.
This is the one.
That's okay. Live and learn. Yeah. We'll see if you do that again. Huh? Back to Zane's penis.
Yeah.
So, girthy?
I can't remember.
So, like, my thighs were covering it, so...
But otherwise, it would have been beautiful.
Great. It would have been great. Yeah.
I mean, if it was big, it would have made it to you. and a lot more people would have seen it.
It's a lot to be
honest. It wasn't online. Let's move on. Yeah.
So when I'm in the tub now and I go to like take like a basic bitch like bath bomb photo, I actively
check every reflection.
I literally look at every reflection. So I'm like, fuck, that thing happened to Zane that one time. Like, that better not happen to me. Like, I'm going to make sure it doesn't.
Wow.
Question. Do you have that picture?
No.
Because I've been trying to look for that picture and I can't find it. I tried to look for it a year ago and I can't find it anywhere. If anybody has it, please tweet it out publicly.
I'm like, it's actually my home screen.
Justice.
Do you want to see
Zane's penis?
But did you see it when it was like going around? Mm-hmm. After like 20 hours, by the way.
Yeah. It was over 20 hours.
Nobody texted me about it, by the way. I saw it, screenshot it on Twitter after 20 hours, and I was just like, oh my god, and I deleted none of my friends.
No one told you.
They're all just probably sending that shit to each other like, oh god, let's see how fucking long this
goes. That is the ultimate shit in your teeth, just like nobody hitting you up about, hey, your penis is online
right now.
Your
penis is floating,
but there was no penis because it was tucked in with my thighs.
I heard there was
It's average, Zane. You're doing all right.
Boys supporting boys here. Okay, you're doing just fine. It's okay, sweetie. It's gonna be fine.
Okay, thank you guys.
Okay, so that was penis story number one.
That's penis story number one. And then while I was
there's another one.
Well, no.
It's you, I think.
It's actually a Zane follow up for more penis things.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to put you in the hot. I just figured we should break the ice right off the bat. Like, okay. Get the burning questions out. So. In one of your podcasts, you're talking about getting your ball exam. I need to know more about the ball exam.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, I know. I want to hear the follow up too.
I had a little freak out. So I've been getting a lot of TikTok ads lately saying that men get cancer too and their testicles. You should check it out. And I've been getting a ton of those. So I was like, I need to check my nut out because I've been having this weird feeling in my nut, like discomfort.
One more time. And for audio people, he's pointing down?
Down on my nut.
So
down,
one nut.
We're talking about my testicle. So yeah.
Yeah, just for the down people listening to the nut.
Know where and the it's the same nut every time that has the weird feeling?
Yeah, my right one.
Okay, got it.
Ooh,
I don't know which one's like more prone to like
cancer?
For cancer, yeah. Left or right. I don't know.
50-50.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then can go ahead. And then I saw.
Sorry. I was going to say, good. At least it's not the longer one because everybody's left nut is
it's
like
longer,
hangs
right?
Lower, right?
Yeah.
Wait, it was not my bigger one. It was my smaller.
Smaller one.
Left one always is lower.
I don't know if it's bigger as much as it is just like.
Yeah, it just drops
not lower.
Not hanging on. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it lost some grip along the way.
It did.
Damn it.
So it was my smaller one that I felt discomfort. So I was just like, I should get it checked out because
and?
I'm that type where I would let it go and then some shit would go down.
And then you're dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So I got it checked out. I got an ultrasound. Very, very nice experience. She was very sweet.
Wait, an
and
ultrasound
for or an MRI?
Nuts? Yeah. So it was crazy because everything was covered except for my nuts. So I just had a towel went from here to here. I had to put my dick under the towel, and it's just my two balls.
My God!
Like covered your nipples.
Yeah. And she was going over my balls with the little gel gun thing, and she was just like. Sorry, it's cold in here. And she needs to get like a good amount of it so she can check for cancer.
So
or
this
whatever.
Is like totally. The same thing, the same machine when you like look for a baby inside of a womb, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But just miniature.
Yeah.
What? Not miniature. Hey. Not exactly. Miniature.
Miniature.
Yeah.
Miniature.
You're lucky I have enough.
It's average.
Yeah.
I have enough.
Just tell me when to stop.
Jesus.
Okay.
Wow.
Got it.
Do this. We'll
got
it. I would do this.
Oh, got it. Okay. So got it. Okay.
So, and everything's all right?
I don't know. I didn't get it back yet.
You haven't got the results back yet?
No, because they said they'd give me back in 2 days, but it's been like a week and a half.
Oh,
but,
so you're dying.
Oh God.
No.
Either I'm dying or I have nothing. So they didn't call me back, but they should at least call back and say, hey,
for
you
peace
don't have
of
anything.
Mind. Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So like, do we absorb your podcast if half or I guess one third of the hosts are gone?
One fourth. There's four of them.
That would fucking suck.
Yeah,
huh?
Mariah and Matt King.
Oh, yeah, you guys playing just like hot potato with guests these days. What's going on?
Well, you know, we toss it around and different people on. It's just kind of.
Okay, got it.
It's an open door.
Open door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
got it. We wanted to keep it just us for like a full year. And then we're like, you know what? Let's start.
We did that
bring
too.
Bring some new people in.
What do you mean we did that too?
We did that too. Just us for like the first 30 episodes. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. So we're like, let's figure this shit out first before we embarrass ourselves.
There was a worldwide pandemic. We couldn't have anybody over.
Right. So that too played into it. But we were like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We just took a break. We're like, we can't do the virtual thing. So we're like,
sucks. I can't. Yeah. Nah.
Also, as a follow up, my dad and my grandpa only had one nut after testicular cancer, and they lived totally fine and full lives. You'll be fine. It's gonna be great.
Is it like what happens after you have only one nut left? Is it harder to like?
Gonna
I
be
mean,
honest,
very
I
personal.
Did
question.
Not ask my dad how you things changed
you
afterwards.
Should I'm interested.
No.
What?
Next time we're at family dinner.
Family dinner is time to ask how things. Yeah. Well, he got the little snip situation too. What is it called? When you get a
vasectomy.
Yeah. So I think
there
was
the little snip.
The little snip thing.
I feel like there was the big snip.
It's a pretty big snip. Yeah.
The sizable snip.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. So anyway, they
that's live. 1/4 of our potential son. Okay. So
she's getting to the snip. I want to hear the snip.
Big snip.
We have the same problem. I know.
Who talks over who more?
All of us.
Yeah, we all just don't shut the fuck up.
That's okay.
It's really fun for our caption person who's trying to fucking figure out what everyone's saying from all angles.
Oh, you have a caption person?
Yeah.
We can never. Yeah. She would quit. Every time we hire someone, they would quit.
It's auto-generated first, and it's like 95% pretty good. And then there's some words that are just like completely off, and it like you
it
risk not, getting canceled.
It is not auto-generated. Someone literally listens to the whole thing minute by minute and does it.
Really?
I'm picturing like a court reporter just sitting there.
That's what his mom does.
This is my mother, a court reporter. Yeah. Except for she's not allowed to watch the show.
They have like a special keyboard though.
Oh, they speak their own language.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, she can read a magazine while she's typing over fucking here. It's like her own, it's another world. It's another fucking, she would type all of my papers in high school. I would just speak what I wanted to say and she would just sit there and listen and she would write it in real time, be done in 5 minutes.
That's
sick. I don't get how you can like be listening and have that type of attention but also be like lagging on your hands.
Here's the thing.
Doesn't make sense.
If I were to have a regular conversation with her at a regular pace about something normal, she'd go, wait, what did you say? I'm like, you do this for a fucking living. Do you just not want to listen to me? She goes, what did you say? Never mind. It's fine.
What's the formula for the fucking buttons?
No idea.
She hasn't told you yet?
No.
Well, isn't they have like buttons for like the, right? You know, it's like a,
it's shorthand. They make up their own fucking language.
Like there's some sort of like,
oh, you come up with your own buttons.
You don't have to type out like the whole thing. It's just like,
well, it's like, you know, like T9 on steroids.
Got it. Okay.
Wow, fuck, I was so fast on T9.
Yeah, how fast are you going to see
that? Fucking so fast.
Yeah,
texting
boys.
All the bitches. Yeah, yeah, texting all the boys. All the hoes. With my little fucking T9.
Give it to him.
Oh, sorry.
God, fucking bitches.
Sorry.
I never got to experience that. I went straight to the side.
Oh, he rich.
Well, no. I couldn't have a phone until I was 19 years old.
19?
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry.
I was old too.
19?
No, Plantation Metal, eighth grade. What's eighth grade?
I'm sorry.
You were so close.
I fucked up.
That was what middle?
He also thought our senior trip was when we were 14.
Yeah.
So we're 19 in grade 8. No, okay. Really, so
your brain on drugs.
I was like 16, 17 when I got my first phone.
No. You go into high school at 14.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually. Yeah.
So maybe I didn't get it in middle school then. I think I got it in high school.
So we're having a memory lapse over here. So you went, you went straight to the sidekick?
You never T9?
Yeah. I did have like the singular phone. Remember the singular phone? Like
before
the AT&T. The little Beetle
singular
thing.
Singular, yeah. Kyocera?
Yeah, I didn't have text though.
Oh, like you didn't, right? Because you had to like pay per text.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Kids these days will never know the struggle.
I still have my razor. Yeah. My razor from my LG or Motorola razor.
There'd be some weird dick pics on mine for sure.
That's fucking gross. Well, it'd be fucking one pixel big.
Well,
so
yeah, you wouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to see it.
all of that pixel.
That one pixel.
That one pixel is real
Let's
nice.
Let's move on really quickly. Real nice. Let's move
Remember
on really
the
quickly.
Selfie the camera on the razor? How shitty it was.
Just mirror.
It's so bad.
Even like the BlackBerry cameras. I had the BlackBerry afterwards and they're still like now privated albums on Facebook of like shitty ass selfies I took with my BlackBerry Curve that are just, and I remember thinking that shit was fire, like hot fire.
BlackBerry Curve,
yeah.
I remember
seeing my friends have the BlackBerry and I was so jealous because they were like, what they call it, a ping?
BBM. Oh, ping someone.
BBM.
Well, you could like send like a ping thing or something, like a little sound effect.
Yeah, ping. The ping.
Was it like an instant message?
It was their own iMessage that they had.
BlackBerry Messenger, like, right?
BBM, yeah.
Yeah, BBM.
Yeah, but you could like ping them and it wasn't like a text, it was just like a, hey, like I'm.
It's kind of like if you were. Yeah, like a pager or like the version now would probably be like, you know, when you can like hold down a message and add like an emotion to it. It'd be like if you could add like the exclamation point or something because you're just like ping, ping, ping. And it's really fucking annoying. But like that's people.
You can chirp people.
What's a chirp?
Canadians.
He just made that up.
Never mind.
That's fake, right?
Y'all know? Thanks, guys. It's fine. Let's move on.
What's a chirp?
Yeah, explain.
Damn it, guys.
You guys don't know either?
It's a knockoff Twitter.
Maybe. Oh, really?
Chirp phone, maybe. Oh, God. Sorry. I grew up in the Midwest. It was tough. All right. Chirp phone. Oh, yeah. Kyocera. Fuck yeah. Chirp. That's all I got.
What do you mean that's all you got? It's a phone? That looks like a walkie-talkie.
Whatever happened to the infamous Chirp two-way system for mobile phone? It was like a,
so it's a walkie-talkie.
Boost Mobile. You can chirp somebody. Come on, Florida. Come on back.
Oh, that's all. You had the boost?
Yeah. What'd y'all have?
Well, I remember we had the Firefly.
Oh.
You know what? It had like four numbers. You had mom, dad, you didn't grandma,
have that.
Grandpa.
You didn't have that.
No, I'm saying like in Florida, like that was a big thing.
Like, oh, okay.
You're that shit was too nice. That shit was too nice.
No, you didn't have that.
Or like the jitterbug.
You didn't have that. Like, okay, got it.
I thought you did. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't
have it. No, I didn't have a phone for a very long time. But yeah, no, it was the Firefly.
Wow.
Oh,
you
man.
You can tell these guys are not used to having stands that like stay up by themselves because they're continuing to hold
them. I know.
I know. You're kind of like cupping it like a little.
I know. Yeah, just like, it'll. Ready. What's his doing? I fixed that twice now.
No, I think he just likes it.
I have no doubt it's you, for sure.
That's, I used to have to hold the mic because I need to hold something. I need it like.
Can we, for the thumbnail real quick?
Yeah.
And just one more hand.
Minus the mic?
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, yeah,
oh, fuck my jaw. No, I didn't like that.
You okay?
TMJ.
TMJ? Fuck, I think I have TMJ, but I'm too scared to like go and figure out if I do have TMJ.
Just get Botox. It helps.
That's what I've heard.
Natalie got it. That's she said it really helps.
Do you have TMJ?
Yeah, it clicks. So.
Oh yeah, yeah, mine super clicks.
Yeah.
I'm like.
It's really bad. It will get worse. You have to get it fixed or you're gonna be fucked when you're like 40.
What'll happen?
You could get lockjaw. And then you're like, it's really bad for
me. I have a friend who's gotten lockjaw on a guy's dick multiple times. But open. She got open. She got stuck open.
She's got a friend.
How long was she stuck open?
How long was she stuck open?
Jesus.
She was stuck open for like, I don't know, a couple minutes. Like,
comment below if you've also been stuck open.
That's not lockjaw. That's like, I've been there before where like.
Where you're sucking a dick.
But I like, it'll stay open for like a good 20 seconds. And I'm just like, oh, I gotta move it. And then put it down.
I've had where you yawn and this muscle underneath here. Have you ever had that?
No, what are you about to say?
This muscle will lock and I'll have this shooting pain, like the most excruciating pain. Like I'll go and then under here will freeze.
Uh-uh, no.
And all of these muscles.
Oh no, baby, that's just a double chin. Oh, no, you're getting confused.
No, that would like lock on me and then it would just be like stuck there and like you have to like push it back forward.
Oh, that's crazy.
Awful.
Honestly,
when you fucking hit 25, everything starts falling apart.
No, I woke up on my 29th birthday with back pain. Half a year later.
Bitch, you've been back pain. What do you mean?
I was 23.
Yeah, literally. I was going to say, shut the fuck up.
I haven't shook it. It's just every morning I wake up like an old fucking man.
We just spend ungodly amount on a new fucking mattress to like try and revive our bodies.
Yeah, but I got them down a few thousand, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. It's really fucking expensive. Yeah.
Sitting and laying down for a long time doesn't help.
It's true.
Chiropractor every week. It helps a lot. I get nice to be deep rich tissue.
I feel like I was like.
It's not that expensive. If you have insurance, it's good.
He calls his masseuse a chiropractor.
Oh.
It's painful. He like takes my body.
No, he goes.
It's not massage.
He gets like a nice lady that comes over with oils and just gentle back ticklies.
One day he's at my house. He's like, oh shit, my chiropractor. He's at my house. Can I tell him just to come here? So he like brings his chiropractor to my house. And like, I walk away for a second, I go back and in my living room, he's on a massage bed with a towel over him. And this guy is just massaging him and they're playing like sensual music. Like
the candles are out.
It's like a massage music. And I'm like, baby, that is not a chiropractor. So,
no, it's not. It's
like Enya, but after Diplo did a little bit
Who can say?
We don't have that clear.
Sorry.
YouTube.
Transformative is what we were doing there. Anyway, I want to know if the two of you had not made it out of Florida, the great state of, what do you think you'd be doing?
Oh, I know exactly what I'd be doing.
What'd you be doing?
I'd be at the airport holding signs.
Holding signs?
Directing people. Yeah.
You've really thought about that.
Air traffic control. You're like, no. The people picking up.
Oh, that's crazy. No.
But like not the people that are licensed, the people that are going, hey, do you need a ride? No, I can get it cheaper. Yeah.
I wouldn't be at the airport station. I'd be like airport, hotel. I would be with groups. They get paid really well, like 25, 30 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd be doing.
Okay, you'd be doing groups.
Yeah.
What'd you be doing?
I was in school. I was going to be a cop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did 3 years criminal justice.
Damn.
Yeah, but you can't run.
No cop can run.
They're not a prerequisite.
Oh, my God. Wait, so do you have to do a criminal justice degree before you become a cop?
It helps.
I feel like more people should probably do that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
I just, like, I wanted to go in and do, like, detective like undercover type stuff.
I didn't
want to be like your daily cop. You know what I mean?
I get
like,
it.
I'm not about
like,
that.
Like
shit.
The speed stop guy.
Yeah. Fuck.
You don't want to be the fucking speed
parking
stop
tickets.
Guy.
Yeah. I want to be the guy that's like doing cocaine with everybody, like acting like one of them.
Ooh, one again.
I'm undercover.
I know that.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you want to be a cop. Like you're stopping giving tickets.
Mm. I wanted to have a legal excuse to do drugs.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Who's done more drugs?
Define.
I think it started here and then it ended here.
Started there and okay, got it.
Late bloomer.
But now I think we're good. We're good now.
So you had your phase.
What do you mean
but
good?
We moved out here. It started here. 2 years later, it came this way. And then 2 years later, we're good.
Okay.
I've dabbled.
It's Jeremy. It's Jeremy between I.
Well, I've done plenty of drugs. Yeah.
You love drugs?
No. No,
drugs, that's okay.
Drugs are terrible.
I was depressed, okay? Well, I was in a dark place. Okay.
I was trying to get skinny.
You know what's funny? I've never really done a lot of drugs. That's the most LA shit I've ever.
That means it's not a problem.
No,
you're like a fun druggie.
I've never done like, oh, I'm sad, I'm gonna do drugs. That's never been my MO.
Oh yeah,
that's your alcohol go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take a bottle of that for sure.
Right here.
Yeah. There it is.
To me, it's like, oh, I have to stay up until 7 a.m. closing this deal with people I don't like who are all just doing whatever. So when I was 25, I was like, I can do that.
Clear drug choice right there. You got.
Yeah, but to me, it was never a sad drug thing.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like kind of a sad life, but I'm not gonna lie.
There was a paycheck at the end of it.
I mean, I guess. It doesn't mean it's happy though.
I never got paid to do drugs.
And for my former employers, they have never paid for drugs either. But if they had, that's what would have happened for sure.
We had some people over not too long ago, and
where's this going?
The plate story.
You did cocaine off a plate?
I feel like it's a little too recent to tell that one.
It's too recent?
It goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are we going?
You think it's too recent?
We're talking about, yeah, tell it. Fuck it.
Okay, so anyway, we had a few friends over. And these are like not YouTube people. So like, I feel like I'm not like doxing anyone of their drug use or anything. So we had a few friends over. One of the guys got super fucked up. And he was like just blackout drunk. And he's like, I want to do drugs. And so yeah, he was like, I want to do fucking drugs. I want to get fucked up. And so we were able to provide him with said substances.
Oddly enough, it was back in 5 minutes.
You just have it somewhere. You just have it in the house.
No. But
do you guys have like a drug drawer?
Yeah, like snacks, condoms,
too. Yeah,
drugs.
I think that's the coolest thing. Like those like super uber rich people that just have a drug drawer. They don't touch them.
Yeah,
but right. It's just like when you have like party favors for when people come over and you're just like, I can provide for anything.
Like take a tampon, take a condom,
like kind of sick that like you can do that.
Like whatever it is, do your thing. The plates. Communal.
Yeah. A former relationship of mine, that exact thing. It was like in a little antique drawer. It was a little open.
That's
it was
so bougie.
A bill from the Isle of Man.
Wow.
Yeah. And like the seven friends that listen to this podcast, they go, yeah, that fucking bill. Yeah. A thing. And rest in peace. It's done.
That's good. Yeah. We don't have a drug drawer. I want to be very clear. We don't.
We're gonna take a commercial break.
And a word from our sponsor.
We come back. Wow!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
But Lauren doesn't, literally has never touched a drug in her life. So
yeah, don't do
this
drugs.
Is where this yeah, my going. Fucking ass, she's never. Yeah.
Before the, go on.
So anyway, friend wanted to do drugs. Friend wanted to get super fucked up, and we were able to provide such substances within an hour for him, for our friend. And he was just like, he was just fucking so done by it. Half an hour in, we're like, oh, this is a bad idea. This is a bad, bad idea. So he's KO'd on the couch. Jeremy takes the plate and puts it on like a high shelf, just so
if you do with any child.
It somewhere high and just be like, oh, we're going to take this out of reach just in case you revive yourself off the couch and like trying to dive in for more. And so whatever, fine. He goes up to my room, our guest room, and just fucking dies, destroys the entire room, is so sick. So the next morning, I'm like on cleanup duty and-
Oh, he's puking.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
Got it.
Woke up the next morning, took somehow like superhumaned the rug out from underneath the bed, rolled it up, stuffed it in his car before we had like even got-
Wow.
The nicest fucking like drunk ever.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so fast forward. So whatever, I'm in the kitchen cleaning up the next morning.
It's not gonna go well soon.
Yeah, it's not gonna go well soon. So I'm in the kitchen cleaning up, like tidying up. Cause like, again, like I'm usually the most sober and I'm cleaning up and I'm like, what the fuck? There's this plate up here, like this high ass cabinet.
And I'm sitting there like drunkenly hungover, like eating like a breakfast burrito.
Watching this in slow motion, I pull down the plate and like I'm small towards me, raining cocaine on my face at fucking 8 a.m, just powder.
She drops raining down on me. $1,000 on her face.
That is so funny.
Just an ounce, just all over her.
And like, cause I don't do drugs too, I like was breathing in as it's happening. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I need to coke, oh my God, am I gonna die? Am I gonna die? Oh my God.
Oh man. I'm like, is it just on the floor?
And I like grab
now?
The dog, grab like fucking his moose is coming running in. There's just cocaine you're everywhere.
He knows might, he loves it.
Yeah, you're freaking out thinking you might have tried it. He's freaking out thinking that you just wasted all the cocaine.
Right.
Yeah.
Moose is like, wow.
There goes the resale value.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my nearest drug experience.
That's really funny.
That's probably the last time the drug's been in the house.
Yeah, that is the last time drugs were in the house.
Good for you guys. You live and you learn.
Next topic, huh?
No, so, that's funny.
So DMT.
Okay, got it. So it bounced around between who liked more dumb shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is more adult mature at this point?
I don't want to say me, but yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it's me.
I don't want to say it's me, but it's definitely me.
Okay, got it.
I pointed at you first, just so you know that.
He really did.
He can't figure out how
to
talk about himself.
I'm not saying anything because I'm waiting to see what he says first.
I feel like
he has more hobbies than me.
Not even that.
I don't think that makes you an adult.
I think it's the cooking, the cleaning, the everyday.
Oh,
can you cook?
Adult type thing. Yeah. I love cooking.
This became way meaner than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, no,
it's
a little mean.
It's fine. Zane's a free spirit. Okay.
I am a free spirit. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
That was really nice. Yeah, that was super nice.
Zane is very go with the flow. Like, let's just do whatever. And like, that's fun.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Mm.
I like to be like more in control of stuff and kind of.
Same.
When I have a wife and kids, it's going to be very tough for me.
So sorry to that woman. That. So sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Tough for her. Yeah. I worded that wrong. Mm. Tough for her. 100%.
But yeah, so. I don't know. I also kind of like I moved out. I like did my own thing. I lived on my own and wanted to, whatever.
And he reads.
You read?
Yeah.
Oh, that's I just adult recently.
It is.
Yeah, that's super adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my first book.
And I have a teddy bear in my bed. So like, you tell me.
Okay.
It makes sense. Yeah. That's
Lauren has about 5 stuffed animals and the cleaning lady just like lines them up. Just back to back to back to back.
Aww.
It's really cute.
She puts the one you love the most like in the middle.
She knows.
They're disgusting. They need to go.
It's fine.
Are they just a gross and
wait, does what? Does your girlfriend do stuffed animals, blankets, things?
No. She's a pillow gal.
Pillow gal.
What does that mean?
Walk me through it.
Everything has a fucking pillow on it. Like and multiple.
Oh, like decorative?
Yes.
Do you have to chop them?
Oh my God.
What?
She chops the top of the pillows. Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. She always wants to do that. And like, she'll line the pillows up and she just every single one.
Yeah, you have to.
What the fuck is this?
You have to chop the pillow.
It's hospitality type shit.
And then I started doing it just to make her happy. And every time I chop a pillow, boyfriend. She's just like,
that was so nice.
See, she'll freak out. Like, she'll come home and I'll chop the pillows and surprise her with it. And like, it is like instant, like.
What's happening over here?
Oh, no, sorry. Keep going.
No, going back to who's more adult, that's what you should have started with.
Yeah, you chop your pillows.
I chop pillows, yeah.
To make your girlfriend happy because you know that the presentation of said pillow will be exciting for
her. Right.
Yeah.
So she freaks out about her pillows.
So excited.
Okay, so she doesn't get happy when I pop those buttons off the pillow every time I sit on it. Okay.
He ripped the front button off of one of the pillows.
It's a decorative button?
Couple times. Where I didn't think it was a big deal, but now hearing this, I'm like, oh my gosh, she probably freaked the fuck out when I left.
Right, because she's chopping the pillows. Yeah.
We have like cushions on top of like some of the more firm chairs.
Okay, right.
That like tie on the back, decorative.
Right.
And Zane sits there, slides in, throws his feet up, and like one of the couch, like or the chair cushions ripped. And where I was just like...
A small piece of her soul just dies. Yeah, dies.
Didn't want to say anything.
You know, she goes and just looks at you. They look up like, what are you going to do about this?
Yeah, I remember it because like he just didn't think anything of it. And then
and meanwhile, you're like, fuck.
And it's so funny because like, especially like that. And then when the button ripped, She was like, no, 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 it's okay. I'll just sew it back on. And Zane was like, yeah, you're going to sew it. And she was like, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm just
going to sew it back on.
And he was like, yeah, I'd love to see it. Like, not thinking that she was like, actually sew it.
But also just like, shut the fuck up. Just stop. Oh, stop.
You've done enough.
It'll get there at some you're point. Done. At some point, it'll get there. I think when we're like 35, yeah. 40, he'll uh-huh. start from the corner and be like,
wait, so how long have you guys been doing shit together?
That was literally my next question.
A long time.
Like seven years? More than that.
So when you were in grade 8, when you were 19 years old.
I'm going to go to you for timelines.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Don't go to me.
Yeah. How long do you think?
We graduated in 2011.
And graduated?
High school.
Okay, got it.
Oh, you guys 93?
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, fuck yeah.
92, sorry.
You old ass.
Get out of here. So we graduated. We were like kind of friends in high school.
Okay.
But we became closer in kind college. Of friends? Yeah. We didn't really like each other.
What happened?
We were both assholes and like class clowns and whatever.
Mm. Ooh, so like battle the class clown, like who could be funnier type situation?
I was misbehaving while Heath was like
he
class
was the,
clown.
Like, bad class clown.
Yeah. Right. So you're the wittier class clown.
No, I was the one that just talked too much. So I'd be talking to everybody, but like I wasn't making jokes, but I was just loud in the class. But he was the one that was obnoxious. And he would be the one where like the teacher would say something and he'd be like, shut the fuck up. And they're like, what? And you're like, I said that I was gonna, and then he'll come up with something different.
Something stupid. Yeah. Like just dumb shit. Like,
okay. So match made in heaven, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you went to the same high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we reconnected at a bowling alley down
as
the road.
As one does.
How romantic.
Right. I remember that night like it was yesterday, by the way.
Split a cigarette because we couldn't afford a, you know.
Guys.
That's so cute. How we met. What yeah. a love story.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised he invited me out for a cigarette. I was like, oh my God, Heath. He's inviting me out for a cigarette. The Heath from Vine.
Right, no.
Heath from Vine.
So we went outside, hung out, and then we ended up just hitting it off, becoming friends, and started a Vine channel shortly after that.
You skipped the important part. You invited me for fishing the next day, but we can skip that.
This is like the most pivotal day of Zane's life. It's like, this is my life story.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Babe, tell them about the fish.
So we bought Bud Light Platinum. We got like a six pack and then we went to like our little secret area where we used to fish. Yeah.
We brought a little picnic. It was really,
it was really cute.
Yeah.
But you never had a Bud Platinum cold, just hits right.
Talking about just Bud.
They don't have it anymore, right?
What do you mean?
The Platinums?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Yeah,
oh my God, yes they do. Got
not the, here.
And the blue bottles?
My parents have them in their fridge right now. Every time I go home,
I assure you,
Bud
they're
Platinum.
Just not at the vegan ice cream spot.
Right. Yo, we need to get that shit. What the fuck are you thinking?
The best.
Let's get it for next podcast.
You know, it's weird because AB and Biff has got really good marketing budgets.
Oh.
You try to sponsor him?
What ad reads?
Zane and Heath Unfiltered in Wild Till 9. We'd be interested. Let's go back on.
Oh, thank you so much, dude. Oh my God, that's so nice.
No, we need it.
Sorry, I digress. Bud Platinum's bass fishing.
So we hit it off, started a Vine channel, and then, yeah.
And what year is this?
2012?
13.
That was, yeah, probably like 12.
Holy shit, that's a long time ago.
12 to 13.
Yeah, okay, so that's like solid 8-9 years of friendship.
So
yeah.
Before that, though, you guys are broke.
Dead broke.
Yeah.
All right, good. I like people that like remember well, like, broke. That's well, good.
I worked a full-time job. So I was working at, I was at PacSun. Then I went to Spencer's and I was working
Hot Topics next?
No.
Oh, okay, got it.
Good
you
guess,
skipped
though.
That one.
Were you an emo kid?
Brookstone.
Like PacSun emo.
What brings you in today,
PacSun
man?
Emo.
You want a massage chair?
Yeah, I was going to say. You look like someone who could use a massage chair. Not because you need it, but because you want it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's some good sales right there.
So I was working full-time and school full-time and doing Vine with Zane.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was doing the same thing college and then I would work that airport job, but I didn't have to work as much as Heath. We're pretty much making the same money, but thank God I didn't have to work as much as Heath because he was busting his ass at fucking Brookstone.
Zane was doing his thing.
But I was like, I had to wait for emails. So I had to wait for the jobs to come in. Kind of like now.
He'd work one day a week and make more than me being a manager full time.
Okay. Damn.
Well, Heath, I was trying to fucking beat around the bush. You don't have to
it's
say
right,
it like
baby,
that.
You can brag.
We're the smarter, the harder. I get it. Okay.
But
he got connected because his dad does it. And it was like a.
You got the hookup. You got the airport hookup. Yeah. You got the airport.
I get it. Hey, You're both beautiful now. You're both successful.
I felt really bad saying that. I was just like, you, Hannah, can you get that?
I need more than you.
You don't talk to Hannah. We talk to Hannah, okay?
Hannah, keep that shit in. Keep that shit in.
We tell her what to cut.
Okay, got it.
But during our breaks, I would meet up with Heath. Because he was working every day. I'd meet up with him.
Adorable. He'd show up at the mall on my lunch break.
Yeah.
Right. We'd like to make vines?
Yeah.
Damn, that's hustle.
Yeah. And I remember I was on the mattress. I'd edit the vines on the laptop. But on the mattress in Brooksville.
Yeah. Sir, you can't sit there.
Well, I was the manager.
Oh, so you could sit there.
You can do whatever you want.
Yes, you could sit there.
Hey. Go ahead, sit over there. No worries. Hey,
take the massage.
My store. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, ain't nobody by. It's fine. All right.
Did you guys have an emo and scene kit phase? Like when you say PacSun and Spencer's, I'm like, I know exactly.
I'm gonna show you something real quick. Just one picture. Sure. It's gonna blow your mind.
I'll try to find something.
And is it public?
I have something.
Oh yeah. This is literally.
Is it your scene picture?
This is me.
So, okay, wait. Let me get mine.
Appearing above this will be all three pictures right now. We'll take over the screen right here.
You're gonna freak out. So like actually,
in this
area,
Latvia's gonna love this.
Hang on.
So this was me every day in high school.
You're shut the fuck up. There's no way that's you.
I was really big in 80s hair bands.
Shut the fuck up. That's not even the, that's, it's so hard to tell because the sunglasses aren't there. Oh.
2009.
Can we get another angle of that?
Oh my god,
that's not you, Heath. That's not you.
It's crazy, right?
That's not you.
This guy fucks.
Oh my god. Did you have a Tumblr?
No, I wasn't allowed.
You weren't allowed?
I did.
You had a Tumblr?
Oh, I post grotesque shit on it. I was like a horror.
I don't trust my girl around that man.
Oh my god.
I was those pages.
Oh well shit. Now my scene picture does not stand a chance against me.
I don't trust my girl around that man.
I literally thought I was like Nikki Six.
No. He lives by different rules than I do. I can't trust that guy.
This is so
I'm scared as shit of that
cringe.
Guy.
I'm okay. So excited.
You don't want to bring that here.
Yeah, that jawline was just cutting ice.
It really was.
It happens to all good rock stars.
It does. Yeah,
it really does. Yeah.
Gene Simmons, not looking like he used to.
Right. Yeah.
Ozzy, not quite as sure.
Okay, you're slowing down our Zane photo process.
I know,
you're
good. You guys are going to wait. Okay, so I had a MySpace page, and I was trying to be so seen. Remember when seen people would put, like, they would write, like, shit on their body?
Yeah.
And put, like, their
like,
best
on their
friends.
Chest. Yeah. Yes,
or girls
yes,
they
yes,
liked.
And, yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I can't fucking wait.
It was so fucking
I'm
going to
be mad if it's not Heath's name on your chest.
So I would put the shit like this on my page. It's fucking insane.
Is that Matt King?
We're reacting to it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, you're
anywhere.
Reacting to it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucking insane?
For sure.
I'm gonna follow you on Tumblr.
And then I'd wear American Apparel shirts. We'd go to American
back
Apparel.
Take it back. Take it back.
Oh my God. Okay, here's a scene
that
I've got.
You? Here.
Yeah, that's me.
I've got the teased hair.
Yep. You'd be big at Sawgrass Mall for sure.
What is this?
It's when teased hair was a big fucking thing. It was a big deal.
Wow.
Was it big in the scene world or emo?
I dabbled more on the scene side of things than the emo side.
Because I would never see.
You pull it up, start backcombing
it. Oh yeah, get that backcomb, that teasing comb and get in there, make that nest.
You're right.
Hit it with big sexy hair.
Yo, yep, the red bottle.
Yes.
The red bottle. Yes.
Go through a can of that shit a week.
Oh yeah. I had a friend who actually would. She had the biggest hair out of like all of our friend group. And she.
Were you jealous?
What?
Were you jealous?
Hell yeah, there I was jealous. Always,
yeah.
Hell yeah. And so she would leave her teased ball in her hair. So when she would wash it, she wouldn't comb it out. She just left it for, she almost had to cut the she almost had to shave her entire head because it was a year's worth of teased and hairsprayed hair in a ball on the top of her head.
It was a dreadnought.
Why would she keep that?
Because she was like, I don't want to lose my progress. Like my tease is so good. It's so big.
It's like locks.
It's like doing your ears. It's like, what's
gauges?
It called?
Gauges.
I had gauged ears.
I did too.
What size did you go to? What size?
Half an inch.
Okay. I went to zero. Like a pencil, the size of a pencil. And that was about it.
Got See, it. Kids at home, back. You too can figure it the fuck out.
I thought that
Things
was going
to be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
I thought that was gonna be my life. Like that, like in my head, I was like,
right.
This is gonna be
this
me
is it.
For the rest of my life. This
is, I will say that I still listen to nuts. All that music. That still is my life.
Yeah. She was listening moments before you guys got here. It was blasting on
No, because MGK did a song with Sleeping with Sirens, which is just like
oh
yeah.
So that hit for you guys. What she just said.
I looked the look.
Oh, we didn't walk the walk.
I was big 80s hairband. So I was glam metal, which is what inspired
metal.
Yeah. He wasn't in the scene world.
Yeah, I got it.
I wasn't seen. I was just.
He'd make fun of them.
Got it. When you said you worked at Spencer's and PacSun, so, I just assumed. So
that kid made fun of somebody else?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. God. And by the way, so you guys are both class clowns looking like that.
it doesn't add up.
It really doesn't.
Usually it's like the cool jock. Like
I'm trying to figure out how that would have fit in my high school. And we didn't have
that. That's the thing. Like that. Again, I was the one that was loud. I wasn't like Heath. Everybody liked Heath. Nobody liked me.
So you were cool. I got lucky because
everybody that was in like my high school, I went to elementary and middle school with.
I'm just dumping alcohol myself.
We had all been friends for such a long time.
Yeah.
So I was friends.
There's some large air quotes going on here with this friends thing.
Yeah. So I knew all the people growing up.
Right.
And I was, I guess, the cool kid by association.
Yeah. Okay. Cool kid adjacent.
You're cool with everybody. Yeah.
But I was also like in sports and I was like, with the rocker, like kind of like whatever. I don't know.
So many questions.
I knew everybody, but I wasn't like, I didn't think I was cool.
Okay.
But you were cool. Okay. You can just say that you were cool if you were cool.
I'm not trusting my girl on that guy that you just showed off.
And I drove a 73 Mustang Mach 1.
Okay.
Oh my God. My dad really shit his pants, I feel like, about that. He has a Mustang now, but he's into like
me and my dad built it together.
Oh my God.
That's cute.
Are you trying to get back at me right now for saying that I work more or I work less?
Yeah. Enjoy your fucking airport. How about you catch a flight?
commercial?
Commercial? How many commercials do you guys have, huh? Damn, you guys are fully booked.
Make that bank.
Five every time. And AB and Bev, next week.
We gotta wait like 40 minutes in the episode before we get a break. I know.
Speaking of, I have to race like a piss horse.
Oh, we gotta see breaks all the time for him to piss.
Oh, for Pete.
He needs to piss all the time.
I have a bladder issue.
He needs to get it taken care of. Right, tell him.
No, he doesn't get it taken care of. Well, we're still going.
No, please don't.
No, it's fine. Okay. Do we have to?
We'll pause.
No, we're going to pause. Let's pause.
Let's go on break. Commercial break, baby.
Commercial break. What's happening right now? Is this on us or you?
It's you.
All right, Lauren, go ahead.
Welcome
back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, except with ads. All right.
Yo,
the monetized version.
Just rub the salt in the wounds.
I'd say Patreon, but we all came here for free to give our time.
Fuck.
Anyway.
We're taking breaks right now to talk. And it's so funny how every time we have these little talks on these breaks, Heath and I find out how bad we are at business. We are running our business so wrong, and we've been doing it all of our life.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a pee break that turned into like an hour and a half of us just like, how do you do this?
It's a bunch of Heath and I just looking at each other and just like, we're fucked.
I will say genuinely, Zane and Heath,
he can't even say it nice.
If you can imagine what they'd be like in your living room, hanging out for the first time, it's damn close to it.
It's the exact same.
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
In the best of ways.
It's the exact same. I thought you were coming with some business critique. That's where I thought that was going.
No, there was enough of that.
No, he knows not to embarrass us on this fucking podcast.
There were a couple times where I go, why? Why do you do that?
How did you guys not know that?
And no red flags?
It's okay. We're going to get there.
And that
eventually
didn't catch you off guard.
And that was step two.
Interesting. Right.
Okay. So, not to really sit on that one point about how you guys aren't great at bases, but it's going to get better. I want to talk about Saddle Ranch. I want to talk about Saddle Ranch because Heath, you fucking like blew Saddle Ranch up.
I don't want to claim that I blew it up.
I'll claim it.
I'm just an alcoholic. I'll claim it for you. That found a dive bar. Well, not even like, obviously like Saddle is iconic and like it had its time and like people have always gone there and it's a great restaurant, whatever.
So once again, it'll hold itself. If you just let it just see how,
And I'm from Florida.
You blew it up.
Country guy.
You know what? Let me talk.
Yeah, Zane, you go.
I'm going to say this because we first moved out here and that bar, yeah, sure. It had its time. People had their shows there.
It existed,
but you go in there on the weekends and we did go there on the weekends. It, it would be empty. There wasn't people going there on the weekends.
People were there. They were older gentlemen, kind of sitting at the bar.
Right.
And not our age at all.
I loved it because like they played like old music. It was a good time. And like, I would just go there and just have drinks, get fucked up. And it was my blackout bar where nobody would be. I didn't have to worry about people seeing me like at my worst.
Your best.
No, worst.
So it was nice. And like, it was just like my spot. And I tried getting like everybody to come there. I was like, no, like I understand you guys want to go to like the pop and shit, but like,
and we said no the first spot, few times.
This
yeah.
is the spot to go. Like, and I just thought it was
catch. Come over. Right, no,
and I thought it was so fun. So finally it would be like, they would do their thing. And then we'd all meet at Saddle Ranch afterwards, get fucked up.
What do you order there, by the way?
At Saddle?
Yeah. I don't know. We just put on Heath's.
Oh my God. Get the monster platter.
So
is that the one that's got all the different appetizers?
Everything.
Yes.
And the nachos.
Dude, don't even get me started.
Everything's good.
So I was going there for a while and I met the bartender. Me and him hit it off. We were like, became really good friends.
Was he cute?
Handsome gentleman.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. And, respectful. Yeah.
And he would give me so much shit for free that it was like, why would I go anywhere
else?
You
can't not go back.
And it would be the spot where like I would take people and just be like, nah, I got this. I got something. It would make me look good.
We would have to order on his tab to get a discount. Like, you couldn't just go to a bar.
Totally. You'd have to order on his. It would never work otherwise.
No,
Heath had to pay for it.
Yeah. Whose tab? The guy with the cowboy hat over there. And I'm just like.
Mr. Ranch.
But it was great. And it was just like our blackout bar. We would go there forever. And then
our whole group would be there, but we were half the capacity in the bar. So it'd be our whole group of friends and then just people that were there, but they were just regulars. So they were there every weekend, but they were like older and we were like the only young kids there.
And it was always a secret. Like, we would just always end up there
every weekend.
And then we started like filming there, doing more, posting more, and then people like caught on. And then our other YouTube friends and other influencer people would come out and like meet us there. And then it just started like blowing up. And then now it got to the point where every single TikToker goes to Saddle Ranch, and like now paparazzi's there, and it's become like this.
It's a thing now.
Yeah.
And we remember where it started. It started here.
But here's the question. You guys say you started it, but did you start on Sunset or did you start at the one on Universal?
No, I hated Universal.
Yeah, that one nobody went to. That's why they closed it. They closed it down. Done. Nobody was there.
Okay, so I went there. Anyway, my point is, so you started at Sunset.
Yeah.
So you started at the one that's in the middle of the city.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I'm surprised it wasn't busier. Like, that's such a prime location. Like, I'm surprised
it is a prime location.
Great location, but nobody wants to go to a fucking country western bar that's got a mechanical bull.
That sounds like literally my ideal.
Yeah.
It's not.
I mean, yeah, you're right. LA bitches want to go to Catch.
Exactly.
Yeah, they want to go to Catch.
Right. And they want to go to Hyde.
They want to go to what's the one that's got the sign, the neon sign? I might not, 10.
Ended up at 10.
Yes, like, ended up at 10.
If you want to go to a college bar, you'd go like to the bars by like USC and all that. But you know, nobody really wants to go out
as far.
There.
That's bad drugs.
This is the closest thing you're gonna get to a college bar that's on that side of town.
War.
Yeah.
War.
Boy.
Honey.
But yeah, so like it just started going there, and then it just I don't want to say that
so,
I like,
so you made Saddle Ranch.
I think he did.
I think you did too.
We
all think you did.
We saw what Saddle Ranch was. We were there every weekend for a year, and it was fucking empty like every weekend.
It was awful.
It was bad. It was bad. And then like
now
it's packed. Well, not now, but like before the pandemic hit, it was.
It's popping.
You couldn't,
now.
You couldn't it's even crazy go there. Now. The line was down the streets just
it's
to go in
now.
The bar.
Wow. Popping now.
And not because of him. Obviously, everybody goes there now because of TikTokers. TikTokers blew it up. But I love how Heath was like the seed to the catalyst.
We know Mr. Ranch.
We know Mr. Ranch. Also, your name is...
My nickname.
Mr. Ranch. Mr. SR.
Your name is somewhere in Saddle Ranch, right?
No.
Is that a thing?
Yes. We did get the plaque.
You get a plaque. So do you have to spend a certain amount of money or drink amount? Like, what's the
you
ride the bull?
You have to be there 8 days a week.
You have to spend
your name.
You have to spend more than $100,000 there.
A week.
I would love to see a number.
Oh, yeah.
What
no,
I
you
spent.
Don't.
No, I want to. I want to. I really, I'm so curious.
You know what's funny? I
went broke there. I lost everything. Like, even with my discount.
He almost moved back to Florida because of Saddle Ranch.
The reason you started and stayed because of the discount, right? And
right.
As the only non-YouTuber in the room, there's nothing that YouTubers love more than free shit.
Yeah.
It makes
that's true.
No sense to me.
Yeah.
Because as fucking millionaires, the thing that will make you guys pull over to the side of the road faster than anything is just like free something. And it makes no sense that you guys will go so far out of your way.
We're so humble.
You're so humble. Everyone likes free shit.
Yeah. You don't go to July 11. You don't go to 7-Eleven for free slushies.
What did you call it? July 11?
July 11, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. No, I get it.
Wait, hold on. When do you get free slushies? Oh, 7-Eleven. Wait, hold on. Fuck.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Hannah, we'll keep this part in.
No, don't keep it in. Hold on. What's
thinking,
going on?
You're thinking about the free slushie day?
Yeah.
Is that in July?
Yeah.
Okay.
When is it?
I have no idea. I haven't done free slushy day in a while, but it was a great day.
When is free slushy day?
No, it is, but the fact that you called the actual establishment July 11th is really
funny.
Yeah,
but I called it out immediately after. Fuck. God damn it.
This is Zane, the millionaire, Hazaji. It's fine.
Hannah, hype me up. Hype me up.
Hannah, let's just cut that part.
Hype me up.
That'll be fine. Go back to digging into their lives.
Oh, go back to the details. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Saddle Ranch. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, let's talk... That was classy as fuck.
Can we get it?
I was waiting for the storm you're about to hit us with.
No. The pinky again.
Pinky up.
One more.
That's so nice.
For your health, darling.
For your health, darling.
Wonderful. Go back. Sorry.
Oh, the gargle. Well, hated that. Let's talk music because you guys have music careers.
Well, you know.
So Zane, I watched your video today because I was like, I think Zane's done like parody music before, but not parody, like real music. And you did like a fucking ballad of WAP.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I still don't understand what I was doing. I think I was bored and that song was just so, I was like singing it all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I started singing it the way I was singing it in the video.
And so that's how you were singing it at home?
I felt like, yeah, I just started singing it like in
who's,
like
who that. Shit is on? Yeah. Who shit?
I'm thinking about it. Oh, I think it's
mine. Oh, fuck, it's mine. I'm so sorry.
Like, rookie, you have a podcast, you rookie.
It's all the time.
And it's on our own podcast.
All the time.
Okay, so Zing, you did parody. So basically, Heath, will you describe to Jeremy what the Ballad of WAP is? Or actually, no, explain to Jeremy what's Heath.
Keep going, baby.
Go ahead.
I'm a musician.
What Zane's music career looks like to someone who hasn't seen the videos.
And I'll just see the level we can go to. The reason that I met Laura DIY was because of her music career.
I love how you guys are dating and you still call her that.
I just want to set the tone of the sense of just like the level at which that I'm at.
I love parody YouTube music. I think it's so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Heath, you make actual music though. So like, I don't want to fucking.
Go forth.
Oh my God. I said where, my bad. You do make music.
It's fucked up.
I was like, where?
And let's go ahead and cut this.
It's fucked up. So Zane, he made a WAP cover.
As one does.
And filmed a music video for it, which was phenomenal. Beautifully shot.
Uh-huh.
And then he also did a song called Boom. Oh, you never heard it.
It was number 2 in the comedy charts for a day and a half.
Fuck yeah.
It's actually a really good song. So one of our friends wrote it. And was like, Zane, I want to hear you sing this. And then he ended up filming it and made a music video for that too. You know, high production shit.
So producers have like a list of songs that they just have and they try to sell it to artists. And if they don't want it, then it just sits there. I think he was trying to sell that to like Meghan Trainor and Meghan Trainor like just didn't.
It was about to happen.
So it was Meghan Trainor.
And then Zane.
And Zane.
Yeah.
And that producer goes, I hope my second choice gets in there.
I really, really want this to blow up. So let's go with Zane.
Yeah.
I wanted a song that had nothing to do with me. Like I thought that
like
was
something
like
completely that would, like random.
I want it like far attached from me because I don't want people to take it seriously. Because if I'm singing a song that's like weirdly attached to me, then people are going to like judge it.
And they
I don't
critique
want,
it. And,
exactly. I wanted something that was just so fucking like weird and far-fetched. Where
hit
like,
the chorus.
Exactly.
No, hit the chorus.
Yeah, hit the chorus. Let's go. Yeah. And then don't copyright us.
Okay. Cause baby, you and I, we're catching in the moonlight.
Dancing.
It's dancing. We're dancing in the moonlight. I think I like it. I think I love you. I should remember the words, sorry.
Oh my God.
Baby, you can clearly tell
it was written by somebody else.
Yeah, it wasn't written by, I forgot, I haven't sang that song in like since I did it, so. I forget.
Give us the boom. You haven't hit the boom yet.
You make my heart go.
You make my heart go. Boom.
What do you think?
Oh,
class.
No, we're going to watch on the big screen as soon as we finish this podcast. So Jordan experience it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's really good. And then how much did the WAP video cost?
It costed like 7K.
Oh, that's actually not bad.
It costs. I said cost.
No, 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 it's okay. No, it's okay. It's okay.
No, I said cost.
It's okay.
You just like to call people out? Just like
made it up. I made it.
We do that.
I bring you into our home. It's terrible. That was terrible. Okay, so 7K.
That's actually not bad at all.
7K is pretty good.
Yeah, that's good because it's like some high quality, like.
As someone who worked in music, you know what a good way to make money in music? Quit fucking music. It's a hard fucking thing to make any goddamn money in.
Yeah. And so then Heath's a rapper.
I wouldn't call myself. Oh, you're a rapper. I will say no. It's the whiskey.
You're blushing.
When Lauren sat me down right here and said, "Listen to me, I'm gonna walk you through everything we're gonna talk to them about," and I was like, "Okay, cool." And she was like, "Okay, so Saints penis,
Heath's
Saints,
rap
penis Saints penis, Saints penis, Saints penis, Heath's rap career," and I was like,
mm-hmm. "More shocking,
Heath's rap career." And she's like, "Yeah, it's like he's actually like pretty good." And I was like,
"Yeah."
Okay.
I don't think so. Because like I'm a big Miles Parrish fan. I think his music
is incredible.
Yeah, so good.
Oh, you're about to make me freestyle.
Oh yeah, now you gotta rap because I just had a sick.
I thought for a second that you were actually gonna do it.
Yeah, when you hit the I was like, oh, it's happening. Oh, it's happening.
No.
That
was actually really good beatboxing.
He was a percussion major.
Ooh.
I used to play the drums.
I did major in percussion in college.
Was he connoisseur and a beatbox percussionist?
Just cocaine.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. We were a cocaine.
We pushed a business before ultimately dropping off one semester before graduating. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
It happens.
Yeah.
Okay, but genuinely no. Like, are you gonna do more music or do you just like kind of hop on when friends are like, oh, you wanna get on this?
I would love to do. So like I grew up doing music and I had a band in high school.
What was it called?
It's called Wretched.
So what?
Wretched.
Oh, Wretched, Wretched.
Oh, that's
Wretched.
Why I had it written on my hand in high school.
Aww.
There's a picture of us like this, and it was Wretched. Wretched. I don't know why.
It was on my hand. You were just next to me. Hand.
Oh, okay.
That's actually not my hand? Okay, got it.
But yeah, so I played the drums and I sang.
I was a percussion performance major.
I know, that's
and
why
a
I was
vocal
excited.
Education major.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes, we did.
Welcome back to Jeremy and Heath.
Welcome back to Jeremy and Heath Unfiltered.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, Wild Till 9 with Zane. And Lordy OI. God, I think I could just like put on I guess it's a wig. And
That's old.
No?
We don't do it anymore.
We don't do it anymore? It's fine. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about Vine? Oh, yeah. No.
Vine. I actually never had Vine. Let's move on.
You've never been on Vine?
What? Okay.
Good
for
you.
I didn't really do
what
Vine
were you
either.
Doing? You've never been on Vine, like watched Vines?
Well, I've watched a little bit of Vine.
I have watched Vines.
Oh, okay. You see, as long as you watched Vines.
I just...
It's only okay if you've watched a little bit, so like that's okay.
I feel like I never had the app, though.
What were you watching then?
YouTube compilation guy.
I was trying to be a frat star.
Oh, okay.
Trying.
Snapchat then.
Yeah.
Got it.
Stace.
trying to get that...
Earmuffs.
So what? I missed it.
Snapchat and earmuffs.
Branges cookies in the valley.
That one you want to dunk in coffee.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. My God.
That's good, right?
Oh my God. The funfetti one. It just tastes like saturated fat.
Not to mention, that shit, we ordered that shit 20 minutes ago.
How far is that from here?
Not sure. Never been. Only delivers.
Isn't that the best thing? When you order shit online all the time, like delivery.
No,
and then you're just driving around randomly.
And you see it.
And you're like, wait, I ordered there all the time. I didn't even know where it was.
Is it Indian style in Ventura?
Dude, how long way is it Indian's clip it?
Fuck yeah, it is.
dude, I will drive by and I'm just like, yeah. Oh my God, that's it.
That's it. Yep.
Yes, right across from like, what is it, Vivian's? Over there?
Vivian's, yeah. Yeah.
You would never thunk. You would never thunk.
You would never thunk.
Wow.
Now that's good. You should try that one.
Is special.
Cookie break. You want to put it away? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want it.
Cookie break.
What do you wish people knew about you guys? They probably don't already know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I feel like one thing that people say like when they meet us in person is like, they don't realize how like laid back we are.
Right.
Like I guess we come off as like more chill and like quiet in person. Like obviously like.
Yeah. They would think we're more crazy in person because we show that a lot.
Zane, I feel like you lived up to the expectation of what I thought you were going
to be. No, I definitely do. But there's times where people meet me
right.
And I'm like just chilling because I'm not like drinking.
Yeah.
And they'll just be like, Zane, take a shot. I'm like, I'm good. And they're like, You fucking asshole.
I thought you were Zane.
Exactly. Mm. So I think that's the only moments where I'm just like, damn, people right. don't know that I like, you know, I'm just like sober sometimes. Like, I'm just like chilling. Mm. But yeah, what Heath said, it's like, you know, we're like
regular ass people too.
Do we seem different? Like when we first came in, like before the show and.
No, I mean, just like from what I've seen, just like via online, like meeting you guys here and there, like I think you guys are very, very similar. I feel like I didn't know you were like so much of a homebody and like chopping pillows and cooking. I didn't know that, but maybe your vlogs show more of that and I have to consume more of those. But like, I didn't realize you're at home chopping pillows and sewing.
you're a little late to consuming my home vlog. I haven't really posted much.
He's always been like that. I feel like Mariah enhanced it.
As any good woman does.
Refined it. Yeah, refined
he's
it.
Every good like man. And eventually Zane.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so curious of who I'm going to be with. Like, who I'm going to have kids with. Like, I just can't. Like
your wife is out there. Your baby mama is
out there in the world.
I wonder if she's going to be crazier than me. Or if she's just going to be like.
I think she'll be silent. Yeah. And she'll just go.
No.
So do you want someone that balances you out or someone that matches you?
I want someone that matches me.
Oh, okay, God. Okay, so he is so scared for the future. You're like, fuck.
I want to be with someone that's like just as.
Like on your level.
On my level. Yeah. 100%.
You know what? I dated opposite people to like try and balance myself out. Like I'm so type A. I was like, I'm going to date type B to like balance me out. That shit did not work. You need someone who's very similar. And Jeremy and I are similar in some ways. Enough ways. We're similar in enough ways.
That's what you need.
Yeah. That's what you need.
I feel like you guys are something. You guys like both like talk.
Yeah. Fast. You're both very, very outgoing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys talk.
Yeah. You guys enunciate some words. But like Lauren's this weird thing where like crap. I mean, like the first episode of this entire fucking podcast, like Craft Girl fucks. Like I met Lauren after she made a parody music video about crafting.
Okay, it's called DIY Queen. You uncultured. Yeah, fuck.
She's a fucking DIY girl.
Yeah, I made commission on that fucking thing. So I know. Fuck off.
Yeah, you're all welcome.
Right? Are you actually good at it, by the way?
What
DIY?
Oh yeah, fucking. It's the only thing I'm good at.
Oh yeah. What is it? All right, part two later.
That's like asking if we're good at drinking.
You guys like good at stuff, unfiltered.
I'm just fucking with you. I know you're the fucking queen at DIY.
The crack queen. No, but just like I feel like I had a preconceived notion in my head. Internet people have this. We judge people by the concept and this end product they put forward.
I also put out an end product that was like so fucking family friendly, filtered for so many years. So like,
I thought you were going to be very, very brand safe and brand friendly on this podcast.
Right.
So hearing some of these stories, I was like, oh my God, she's fucking, but she's unfiltered.
Getting rained with cocaine. Yeah.
But the cocaine shelf
But that's
really
how
help.
People live. Like, yeah, it's okay to just fuck real. Up. It's okay to just like be fucking relatable and not the like relatable that YouTube real, and the internet exists. Okay. I just want you guys to be able to be the people that I know you guys, I've known you for 2 hours and they I can already tell.
Give me the shit. Come on. Let's make this shit real.
I'm a man coming out. I hope that people at home.
You're being so army right now.
I just want people at home to understand the Zane and Heath that are in real life. That's all.
Right.
Because
I feel like it's the same.
That's the best version I can imagine.
Damn, they brought us out a little bit on this. People are going to be pissed when they watch our podcast.
Why aren't their own podcasts like that?
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. I can't see that shit. I can't see that fucking feedback. They'd be like, fuck that.
No, I feel like you guys are the same. I don't know what Jeremy's on about.
No, I watched your podcast and I said, I think there's more there.
There is. No, I agree with you. There's more.
I think there's more there. And I know there's more there because I can see how you guys operate. You guys have so much more to share with the world. I think there's more to show and I think you guys will show it.
You know what? You start a Patreon and show it there. Monetize that shit.
That's what we're doing. I just want a platform to hide everything from my
Thank
parents.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I started a Finsta the other day and it's the best
our
shit.
Our parents are not going to pay for that shit.
My mom would pay. She'd pay the premium.
She'll put it on your credit card.
I know.
She's like, I need to see everything my baby's doing. I'm doing the fucking $30 month.
The platinum tier.
Missing anything.
Sign me up, baby. I got nothing to do, baby. Turn the TV on.
One Zoom lunch a month? Count me in.
Baby, I saw you putting a guest on each episode.
You can do that? You can fucking do that. That's crazy if you can do that. Zoom lunch.
100%.
Do you think TikTok people are meaner than YouTube people? Like commenters?
I think they're funny. I think they're nastier.
I 100%. I think the TikTok comments are like a funny ass place to be. Like it's almost funnier than the TikTok sometimes.
Yeah, you watch it and then it makes the video funny.
Zane's got a shaking finger.
TikTok comments are what we're all thinking in our head. Let's not lie.
You're so right.
Go to the fucking comments and we're like, we're gonna see it.
Yeah.
You go to the top three comments are exactly what we're thinking.
It feels good to be validated.
But to actually type it out, yes. I mean, but these people that are typing out those comments. These people, they're not.
Zane and Heath.
They have nothing to lose. These people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like anonymous trolls.
Exactly.
It's like, just anonymous people.
They're being seen. They're top. They're getting like rewarded with all this.
It's
exposure.
Like being a micro comment influencer. Exactly. Like when people start liking your shit.
I want to be a micro comment influencer. I wish I was a micro comment influencer. That'd be fun as fuck.
Yeah, wow. We can't do that. I feel like it's nasty though.
I genuinely get scared to post TikTok. Whenever I post one, I'm like, fuck, because people are going to be so mean.
Yeah.
They will bring up every flaw though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. And also too, like, you can't filter out the way you can on YouTube and Instagram.
But they'll say shit that like doesn't even make sense, but like kind of does. And you get insecure like, oh wow, this bitch doesn't floss. And like, you have nothing in your teeth, but
how
do they know I don't floss? Like, are my gums like,
damn. It's not for you. It's for the people watching.
I know, but
you'll never understand.
I was thinking the same thing. And it's like, what?
You know what you gotta do? You gotta comment under those bad comments. Ha ha ha! Oh my god, true! Bestie, go off! Just to be on their level too. Like, oh yeah, I get it. I'm the same page as you.
I'm gonna wrap this shit. All right, I am so always incredibly fucking mad at you guys. They didn't bring any coffee. They brought no coffee.
We had no coffee.
I already apologize to you guys about that.
I actually don't drink coffee, but I would promote it on my social media.
You don't drink coffee?
I'm not going to promote shit, but I'll drink the fuck out of it.
It is the best coffee you'll have.
Though. It's really good. It's good coffee. Like, we're not going to lie.
I'm actually very proud of the product we came up with. this is the one thing I actually feel really good about.
The only thing we got right was the coffee.
Coffee slaps.
All right.
Coffee's
good. So link below.
Sure.
Whoa, thanks, guys.
Plug that shit.
No, there will be a link below.
Cremona.com.
Thank you so much. Cremona.com.
Just a link below.
Where did the name come from again?
He made it up.
Yeah.
You just made it up.
Oh, from our Vine.
Okay, what does that mean?
A Vine that popped off. I listened to this podcast. Good. Woo!
So we were hanging out in my backyard in Florida, and there was a lizard that crawled by on the sunroom.
As one has in Florida.
Must be nice.
Right. And Zane was like, is that a mini dinosaur? And I was like, you dumb bitch, that's a Cremona dragon.
So we took that name.
And so it's Cremona coffee.
Cremona coffee.
I love that. That's cute. Okay, sorry, keep going, continue.
It's hard to follow that up. That's
I
really want to thank you guys for coming on the pod. This is the
first double guy guest.
We've had badass women.
I'm just glad that you guys both fit on the couch because like these couches are not super
what,
made for like-
What, do you think we're a fucking-
No.
No, just bros just don't want to get close with their shoulders and shit, but no, I feel like you guys are good.
We get close.
Harry was just-
We started making out.
That was really cute. No, just Harry just kind of-
He took up an entire one couch. Yeah. So I was like, oh fuck.
How big is
a
he?
A real man.
Large man.
Yeah, real man.
6'5".
He's like big.
Not like us.
Very large.
No.
Well, we gotta get him on our couch. Incredibly masculine, handsome.
Yeah.
Can probably just do the splits.
Australia's finest.
Oh, so he's like Scott.
It's like Scotty Sires on steroids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Scotty Sires down under. Yeah.
Put him in the same room.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't feel like you guys need to shout out anything, but I would like you to anyway.
We both have our podcast. It's called Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
That's so nice.
You took the words out of
You can check us out on youtube.com/Zane and Heath. I can't believe we got that.
Yeah, I was going to say, damn, that's a good ass URL.
Adorable.
Way to pay for it. Somebody else took it.
It's okay. It's fine. Just like everything else. It's fine. It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, got it. And then Mariah, we wish she was here.
I know.
We should have had Mariah here. And Matt. Sorry.
I know, we thought about it. We were like, fuck, there's four of them, but like we don't. Our little shitty studio.
We're going to have Mariah and Matt. It's going to be a way better episode.
And it would 100% be a better episode.
They're so funny.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be great.
Once we upgrade to like your studio level, we can do more.
Us, they do a spinoff.
Dude, that's a great fucking idea. They're smart.
Mo and Matt.
God damn it.
They're incredible.
Yeah. Mo Rat.
They're a great little duo.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Yo, guys, thank you so much for having us. We've had so much fun. They fucking brought us out today.
I know.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for having us. We love you so much. We love you, Lavia.
That's a good sign off.
That was good.
That's a good sign off.
Like that. And, Heath, you go. He's better at
that. Heath, you got something? Go ahead.
Oh, shit. There's the pressure. You did the thing.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.